Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. God, I love that tune. Not really a country person, but what's that chick's name? Maren Morris? Is that her?
Yeah, yep.
That's great. I actually love that song by her, and I love that song she did with some collab. I can't remember.
The Middle.
Yeah, The Middle, but what's the, who did you do that with?
Zed.
Yeah, that's a great song too. Super good. Anyway, good morning, you guys. Music is
baby.
Awesome.
Yep.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle? So good. It's great.
Keep going. Come on.
Losing my mind just a little.
I can barely hear you.
You can?
Yeah, we can really hear you.
Barely.
Oh, stop
it.
I'm not doing it.
Sing with your lungs.
No. I'm sitting back. I'm like all crunched over. I'm not all right. Singing with my lungs.
Crunched over.
Plus, it's, you know what sucks? It sucks not seeing you every day. It really does. You know, there's just something to the energy of the studio. That's nice. I miss singing along with stuff. Like, I can't really sing because it's just that little half second delay.
It's fine.
Here we go. Let's try it.
No, I'm not doing it. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? That's high for this morning. My mind's just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle?
In the middle. Here we go.
No, I'm not doing it anymore because I'm not in time with it. Me and Brynn have a plan. Brynn and I have a plan.
What's gotten into you?
Well, what's gotten into
me? Can't be the laundry machine. That just happened.
It is probably the laundry. I can't sing along.
Who knows?
Sucks. I love singing. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Nest Audio. Listen, if you have a Nest Audio at your house, you can sing right along with it. You're right in time with it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about it going over the radio and sounding terrible, cacophonous. The Nest Audio is from Google. You have a chance to win your very own home speaker to stream all your favorite music. Stream yourself a little Maren Morris or whatever you're into. And, of course, Alice. Keep it on Alice all day. And even when you're not actively listening, just turn it down. Keep that stream going. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just listen to Alice at 97.3 now through November 13th. We've got a chance to win every weekday. Tune in at 1 p.m., 2 p.m., and 3 p.m. We give you a code word. You text the word to 20357, and you're in the running. Win your own The Nest Audio from Google. But message and data rates apply. There's your Celebrity Trash sponsor. Congratulations this morning going out to Gwen and Blake. Yes, but congrats to you as well. You made it through another
Gwen
day, Vin.
And Blake.
Gwen and Blake.
What happened to them?
What did they do?
They got engaged. Gwen Stefani.
Oh, good for them.
And Blake Shelton. They're very lovey-dovey. I have been for quite some time now. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are engaged. She posted a picture of herself yesterday kissing Blake and showing off her ring. She captioned it, "Yes, please." He posted the same picture and wrote, "Thanks for saving my 2020 and the rest of my life. I love ye. I heard a yes."
He doesn't talk like that.
Yeah, he does. Wrong. Sounds exactly like that's like my best impression.
It's rude. It's not right.
That's who I am. Very rude. Gwen and Blake fell in love 5 years ago on the set of The Voice in 2015. They were both fresh out of their previous marriages. Gwen and Gavin Rossdale just broke up. He was doing the nanny, right? Was that, he's a nanny doer?
I think so.
Yeah. I wonder if they're still together, Gavin and the nanny.
I'm going to guess not. He's while I actually like Blake and think he's a handsome enough boy, you know, as they come. I'm sure Gavin's having no trouble getting all kinds of friends.
Oh, he's not with a jealous nanny now? Just someone to...
I'm sure he's just swimming in it, as they say.
Oh. Yeah, Gavin is, I would say, if I had to pick one to do, just to, you know, I would pick Gavin. Because Blake, he's doofy. Like, he's a big doofy dude. Like, Gavin is...
They're an unlikely match, although for sure. From Orange County with Hunter guy, you know, he's that guy. He's like dude with a buck's head mounted on the wall. And that's got to be a weird sort of adjustment to get with, that you're now at your new partner's house and everywhere you look is a stuffed animal that he killed.
Gavin, though, I'm looking at him now.
Is that them way back? What is that?
No, that's Gavin and the nanny.
Oh, dear. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... And Gavin, by the way, man-bunning. So I'm just... Maybe I'm wrong.
Come on, Gavin.
Look. The whole look is just... Ugh. Hey, you know,
Gavin,
what? Neither one. I reject them both. The kids are so cute, though. Yeah. Look at how happy the nanny... Oh, we're having so much fun.
I'm pretending to be his wife. It's awesome.
Oh, this is great.
I wish this were my life.
Yeah, well, maybe it was for half a minute there. Anyway, Gavin Rosdale and Gwen Stefani had just broken up, and Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton had just broken up, and this will actually be his third marriage.
You know what's weird about it?
What?
I had seen in past weeks stories about, are Gwen and Blake breaking up, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And these are stories that probably run from the day they meet and will continue to run until the day they divorce.
Right.
You know, that's just the nature of the internet, I guess. But I have seen where, you know, Gwen was in an interview with, I forget who she was talking to, and they asked her, we hear that there's trouble on you. And, you know, I'm just thinking, there's social pressure, even in your 50s, to marry somebody so that people don't have to freaking ask you,
right.
So what's going on with your relationship? Are you guys
headed as for if the altar?
The only way you can be together is if you're married. And if you've had a couple of failed ones of those and decide, nah, that's not for me, you still have to deal with the social pressures and the dumb questions. It's really
well, look, it's surprising. You know, it's got to be part of... For them, it's very publicly done, but that's, you know, and you're not wrong. I'm sure that people just in the private sector also face pressure like that. I mean, certainly when you're young.
That's what I mean. It's a weird thing that we all go to that place. Well, you've been together now for 2 or 3 years. You guys, you know, what are you guys
happening?
Doing? We're 50. We're doing what we're doing.
We're hanging out. This is what we're doing.
This is it. We're partners. We love our lives, and we're not looking to we've already worn white twice.
Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins together?
Long time.
Yeah, and they never married. And I actually, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, they're not married. They've been together really. And I always feel like, I guess maybe when you do it long enough, then people finally get bored of asking you.
That you've shaken them off, right.
Right. And, you know, you also have to have an I don't care factor. Like, I don't care what people, you know, you just have to, because you know you're going to get it. Everyone gets it.
Well,
anyway,
now they've stopped the questions.
They have.
The relationship is obviously perfect.
Oh, my God. In every way, right? I mean, there's no conflict.
Except now the question comes, so when's the marriage?
Yeah, exactly.
And when the kids? I know that you're in your 50s. I mean, do you want to, what are you doing? More kids?
No, there's not going to be any more kids. I'm going to guess the answer to that is no. Does he have kids?
He has her kids.
Well, sure. But I mean,
that's
does
it.
He,
yeah,
does,
no, he doesn't.
He doesn't have any of his own.
Not that I've read.
They
could
get a surrogate if they really wanted another kid. Although I suppose at 51, it's not beyond the realm of possibilities.
You don't want to go there.
I totally agree. You don't. Absolutely not. In fact, why are we doing this? Why are we even speculating? Where are those people? Well, are they going to have kids?
No, I don't think they are.
So Gwen Stefani and Blake have done actually a few numbers together, and they have songs inspired by each other. So, you know, relationships are good for music. She is doing, I guess she did a song called Here This Christmas. It is for a movie that's going to be on the Hallmark Channel. I know. Wow. I think it's called Countdown to Christmas. And she did the song with Ryan Tedder from One Republic.
Oh, okay.
So I wonder if we'll like this. Let me hear a little sample of...
I can see the snowflakes falling. I'm staring at the Christmas lights. And counting down to when you're calling. Got the gifts in the tree. Got the cards that I found. Ones you wrote me saying Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, that's nice.
Here we go.
Don't need presents under the tree. Don't need snow and caroling. I don't need a lot of wishes. I just need you here.
You know what? This just makes me think.
That is so cute.
Oh, that's what you think?
I think it's cute.
There's two or three band members in the No Doubt practice room still staring at the empty space where her mic stands going, where's Gwen? Where the hell is Gwen?
And she's saying, I'm in another studio recording a Christmas song for a Hallmark movie.
And then I'm going to the voice. With my new boyfriend. Bye.
Fiance. See ya. I'm busy.
Sorry, fiance. Right.
So anyway, congrats to her and Blake, and yay for the... Listen, I'm sure Alice will be playing her new Christmas song. I mean, we play Christmas music. That's cute, too. Plus, it's the, you know, it's the Ryan Tedder collab, so there's... Mm-hmm. That's cute little song. If Chris Hemsworth really wanted 2020 to suck less, he should have done this a few months ago, because this... ate quite a bit of my time this morning as I was preparing for things. He's launched a new series of videos on his health and fitness app, which is called Center, C-E-N-T-R. And he posted them up to Instagram, and they are delightful. So we're going to play you one of them right now. This is Chris Hemsworth. This is Thor. Mm-hmm. And here he is. He's actually in a lotus position on a rock.
Absolutely. Probably most likely won't make your 2020 worse. By Chris Hemsworth.
We've all had to deal with more than our fair share of chaos this year, haven't we? But this visualization will help you keep your cool. Picture a wall of solid rock. Well, that's you. Nothing can penetrate your mind. Not that buzzing. Not those kids yelling. Those are mine, aren't they? Sorry. Not even this cute furry beast.
The dog coming in.
He's so cute, isn't he? No.
He's patting him.
Inhale. Oh, when was the last time this dog had a bath? Ah, come on, stay with me. Maybe he's hungry. You hungry, big guy?
So now he gets off the rock, and clearly the ground is slippery. And
ooh, tourist swim.
And he's in the water.
Feels nice.
Train, eat, live.
Yeah, there's a long series of these. You know, probably most likely won't make your 2020 any worse videos. He's so funny because he's sitting in these various things and he's in like a lotus position and he's got his hands in prayer. And then he keeps like taking his giant meaty muscle arms and like doing these weird like things with them as he's sort of shaking them out, getting into this sort of thinking position. They're totally worth a couple minutes of your time today. They actually made me feel happy despite my washer on the fritz. You know, I stopped thinking about that for 1 minute.
Right.
It's called Affirmations That Positively, Absolutely, Probably, Most Likely Won't Make Your 2020 Worse by Chris Hemsworth. So he's trying to meditate and relax, but something always goes wrong in all of these videos. And one of the murder hornets come in, you know, and why wouldn't they?
I probably won't watch that, but he is the good Chris.
He's the best of the Chrises for sure. I'm 100% with you. This is a Kim Kardashian story I was telling you about.
By the way, that's posted to the Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, you put them up there? Oh, great. Fantastic. Kim Kardashian is sort of like the poster child for living a life of luxury. You know,
she just
is. And you're right. People follow her, and then they went, they're mad because her life is so good.
Well, it's like the people who followed Beyonce that time and then said, you're taking a bath in expensive champagne. Why don't you donate that money?
Well, that's what everyone's saying here. You know, basically they're saying, you know, why don't you go peruse a GoFundMe page and give people the couple hundred bucks they need to pay their rent? So, you know, she sounds out of touch, but this is what she's doing and you're following her. So it's your own fault. She tweeted about how COVID-19 has impacted her birthday celebration. She said, quote, I'm 40 and feeling so humbled and blessed. There's not a single day that I take for granted, especially during these times. Before COVID, I don't think any of us truly appreciated what a simple luxury it was to be able to travel and be together with family and friends in a safe environment. After 2 weeks of multiple health screens and quarantining, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal for just a brief moment in time. We danced and rode bikes and we swam near whales and we kayaked, watched a movie on the beach, and so much more. I realize for most people, this is something that's so far out of reach right now.
Really ridiculous.
So in moments like these, I'm humbly reminded of how privileged my life is. Hashtag this is 40. Thank you, because you're also reminding us of how privileged your life is. And, you know, for those of you who follow Kim, you're doing it to yourself. You're doing it to yourself. One person said, this year has humbled most of us, too, especially the 8 million of us that slipped into poverty. Glad your birthday was fun, though. Someone else said, maybe a nice thing to do tonight would be to go through the GoFundMe page where many desperate Americans are asking for a few hundred bucks for rent or car repairs. Maybe send them enough to help them out. Which actually isn't a terrible.
It's not a terrible idea, no. But I don't know why you would be following her at all.
If well,
that's
just
where, if that's to, your headspace,
to be outraged.
Why are you following her? Like, that just doesn't make any sense. That's what she does.
Some of the memes are so funny. Like, people are taking, you know, the words that she posted and then putting them up next to just, you know, pictures of terrible things happening. Like cults, you know, here we are together. There's one where it's like we're on our own private island and it's that movie. I think it's called The Lighthouse, that terrible, terrible man juice filled movie with Will. I think it's Willem Dafoe and the guy from Twilight, Pattinson. Edward Cullen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honest to God, I just laughed at this. Then there's like the cast of Lost all standing looking bedraggled. And
look, this is a lady who actually got Kenny G. I don't even know what that was for. Was that Valentine's?
I think it was a Valentine's.
She got
Day,
a thousand yeah. roses in little separate champagne flutes, and Kenny G for Valentine. Like, there's nothing normal
about
this.
Do I just stand here
chick.
Like the whole time?
Why in
playing?
The hell would you expect her to peruse GoFundMe pages? That's not
maybe
what's
it just makes
there.
People feel better to you know. I'm sure she. Doesn't read the comments because I'm sure she's probably not actually posting this. She's got a social media person, mm-hmm. doesn't she? She's so busy. And they just go, oh, hey, everyone loves
Boy,
it.
Boy, looks good on her.
Yeah, I'll say. She looks great. That dress is beautiful.
Well, that's the gig, right?
That is, the 100%, that's the whole gig, Vinny. You're right. Look good at all times. There's the whole Jenner clan. Oh, mm-hmm. aren't they beautiful? The beautiful people. That's mm-hmm. us. Anyway, that's it. That's it for the 6 o'clock celebrity trash. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I have a minivan incident that's very surprising. Oh, also, minivan. You, who knew that you were way ahead of your time?
Oh, I knew that.
In something that I'll tell you about after these.
I can't wait.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.